The Burt Show.
Burt accidentally hit the snooze, went back to sleep. It happens to the best of us, so he'll be here shortly. What's everybody got planned for this weekend, Mo?
This is a fight weekend for me. Tyson fight tonight, and then John Jones UFC fight tomorrow.
Ooh. You do love your fights,
I
don't
do.
You?
I'm a big fight fan.
All right, so a prediction between Tyson and Paul tonight. Who are you giving the edge to? I saw Tyson do his weigh-in.
Yeah.
And for, how old is he again?
58, 59.
That's impressive.
It is. Muscle memory, right? He's done it since he was a kid, so it's... You know he still has it, but, I mean, boxing is such a young man's sport.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That I'm a little afraid for Tyson because I really don't want to see him lose. I'm such a fan, but, I mean, it's hard not to think Jake Paul should pull this off because he's so much younger.
Because Tyson, listen, I'm talking about boxing like I know anything about boxing, and I don't, but just from, like, a common sense standpoint, it looks like Tyson still has the power behind his punch, but does he have the speed for the punch?
He doesn't have this. I'd say he still has about 70% of his speed.
Yeah.
His prime speed. He doesn't have it all, but he definitely still has the power. The rounds are only 2 minutes, which I think favors Tyson. So it'll be a little shorter rounds than normal. And at the last face-off yesterday, Tyson slapped him. So
he did?
I saw that. I was like, I wonder if it's coming from like a place of insecurity, like he's trying to like assert his dominance, or is this just normal in boxing?
Everybody was trying to analyze it, and they even got as far as zooming in and realizing that Jake Paul accidentally stepped on Tyson's feet and he didn't have shoes on. So it could have honestly just been a reflex.
A reflex.
Like you stepped on me and he just slapped him. But the slap told me that we got a chance here.
Yeah. Abby, what are you getting into this weekend?
For me, I'm really excited. I'm headed down to my alma mater this weekend. My cousin is a cheerleader at LSU, and so she's only been able to go to UF once to cheer, and so my whole family's big Florida Gator fans. So this is like the one time we're going to get to see her perform in the swamp. Aww. So I'm going to get to go see her, but also my best friend from college has this fancy new boyfriend. They have box seats. We're going to sit in the box. So it's going to be a fun UF-filled weekend where we're probably going to lose, but I'm going to get to see my old stomping grounds and a lot of old friends.
What about you, Cass?
We're headed to Stone Mountain Christmas tomorrow, and we're going to meet Santa there and see the tree get lit up, so I'm excited about that. And then Sunday's the Burt's Big Adventure holiday reunion.
Yep, so I'll see everybody at the Burt's Big Adventure holiday reunion on Sunday. And then my neighbor is turning 40 this weekend. She's got a big birthday. So we're going to be actually, her husband got a private chef to come to the house. So it's going to be like a small intimate dinner party for everybody. And I'm like really excited because I get to dress up and walk next door. And then when I'm done and I'm tired, I get to walk back home and go to bed.
That's the best. Can't get better than that.
Right? All right, so Cassie. Chivalry probably should be dead after this act your husband did.
If y'all remember, I think it was last week or the week before I came on here and I was like, can I move my anniversary date? Because the holidays are just too crowded. What can I control? And it's that. And I wanted to celebrate it in the summer because it's like my daughter's birthday, my sister-in-law's birthday, my parents' birthdays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, my nephew's birth, all in like one stretch. And Burt was like, I don't think you should do that. You need to, you know, celebrate basically your love. And I thought about it and I was like, you know, we do put our relationship on the back burner a lot because there's so much else going on. So yeah, we do need to carve out this time. So we went back to where we got married, which is Wolf Mountain Vineyard in North Georgia wine country in Dahlonega. And, we had a brunch and we did bring the kids because that's just the season of life we're in. And we like hanging out with them and showing them stuff like where we got married. So if you've ever been to Wolf Mountain, great food, awesome wine, stunning views. I mean, I think it's the best vineyard up there and it's fancier. Like you've got laid back, cool vineyards like Kaya or Accent Cellars, which are great to kick back. And then you've got ones like Wolf Mountain and Montaluce, which are a little bit dressier. Like everyone's wearing their cute fall outfits. So I put some effort into my outfit. Like I think I'm looking passable. And Chad is looking hot and the kids have cute outfits on, except for my son, who is obsessed with a pair of Mickey Mouse glasses. I got him from Disney, but one of the lenses has popped out, but it has like a Rick Moranis circle frame underneath. So he's got like one sunglass, the other one is missing, and he is obsessed with my like crossbody fanny pack. So he's wearing that as well, but I'm like, he's two, whatever. So we're at this nice brunch and I'm like, oh, look at us, fancy, perfect family sitting down for a good brunch. And so we order a little charcuterie board to start, you know, as you do. And we're nomming on this like delicious honey goat cheese. Oof. And this peach jam. And it's delicious. And of course, when you're eating that stuff and drinking, your mouth gets dry. So I take a big swig of water to wash down this like cheese and cracker bits, you know, in my mouth, like you do, like anyone normal does. It sounds gross saying it aloud, but you know you do it. And as I'm drinking the water, I realize I have taken my son's water and I'm drinking that. And you might be like, what's the big deal? Yeah. Like, didn't he come out of you? And yes, but that doesn't mean I want anything from him going into me. And as I'm taking this big gulp because I'm thirsty, my eyes lower to the water and I see it's like cloudy.
Oh my God,
with
no.
bits of cheese and cracker in it. And I'm like, I can't swallow this. I can't. I can't put it in my body. And so I hesitate and I put it down and Chad's like looking at me and he sees my eyes are wide and he goes, oh, you know, I held up the glass to show him the rest of it. And he's like, okay. So I just spit the water demurely into like my glass, which has like maybe a third left of water in it, like very discreetly spit it there and I set it down. And then I'm just staring at it because it is the most vile glass of water I have ever
seen. Oh my
God. And keep in mind, I'm trying to have like this fancy, perfect vineyard brunch with my family. And I'm staring at a glass of like stringy saliva and goat cheese and cracker bits. And it's nasty. And so I'm really embarrassed by this, you know, and in my head, I'm like, what do I do? I can't leave this on the table. One, none of us deserve to look at this while we eat, but this poor waitress doesn't deserve to clean this mess up either. Like she signed up to serve food and wine, not to like deal with a biohazard mess. So I'm like, do I just try and discreetly carry it? And we're at the very back of the restaurant because we've got views overlooking the vineyard, but that means I'd have to walk through the entire restaurant carrying this glass to like try and dump it in the toilet. And the lines are long because it's a winery, so I'd have to wait in line with it. So I'm panicking, and this is all going inside, and Chad just sees me. He goes, you're really embarrassed by that, aren't you? And he quietly just hands me his empty Coke can because he had a glass of Coke. And then he's like, no, and he takes it back, and he takes the glass, and he decants it into the Coke can so it's hidden. And I'm like, oh, that's really sweet. Like, he just read it on my face. He knew immediately. And he handled it. And that made me feel really seen. I know it's dumb, but I'm like, how cute that he cares, because he doesn't care about stuff like that. He's like, whatever. So he took care of that for me. And I'm like, OK, now we can go back to our picture perfect lunch. So later the waitress comes around and refills drinks and stuff. And like any good waitress does, you know, this doesn't occur to me because I haven't been a server and neither has my husband. You know, she's like, you know, you want more water, filling up the glasses, sir? Do you want more Coke? He's like, I'm good. So she's clearing stuff off the table and she picks up the Coke can to go throw it away. And I guess any really great server does this, realizes the can is not empty. So she decants it and pours it into his Coke glass.
No.
And I'm sitting there and I swear there's a hush over the restaurant watching chunks of cheese, stringy saliva, cracker bits pour out of this woman's Coke, out of our Coke can, just this waterfall arc into a glass and it's filling the glass up and it's this cloudy swirling mess. And all of us are just sitting there except my son, who has one sunglass missing and an Athleta crossbody bag on, and starts cackling as this glass fills up with this mess. And I can see the look of confusion over her face and I'm dead. I'm dying inside. And I'm just like, can I have one time where things just don't make me look like a disgusting human being? And she just looks at me and then she goes, oh, you have kids, huh? And I'm like, oh, thank God. Thank God she understands. So she took it all away and got rid of it. But just watching it get, like watching your own filth get poured out in front of you at what was supposed to be a fancy restaurant, it was pretty humiliating, I'm going to be honest. But they handled it classy like they always do. But that's why I say chivalry should be dead. Because if Chad hadn't poured it in the Coke can, I would have found a way to dispose of it and no one would have been any the wiser.
The Burt Show.